This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
And good evening from Pyeongchang. I'm Savannah Guthrie in tonight for Lester. It's been a day of hope and heartbreak for this movement of students left anguished and angry, but galvanized to force change after the latest school massacre in Florida. Right now, over 100 survivors from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School are on their way to Florida's capital to confront the governor over gun laws. These protests are showing no signs of slowing down. In fact, they're growing. A big show of solidarity today as students at several Florida high schools got up and walked out, demanding their message be heard. NBC's Kerry Sanders starts us off tonight from Tallahassee.
Students, survivors, and now activists.
We are demanding change. We have stared down the barrel of an AR-15 ourselves.
More than 100 from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School on an eight-hour trip to meet lawmakers and rally outside the Florida State Capitol tomorrow.
Now is the time to make compromise, to come together.
Stop gun violence! Stop
Again today across Florida, students walked out of class demanding safety from gun violence on campus.
It's so easy to get a gun nowadays. It's ridiculous.
But this afternoon, Florida legislators declined to hear a bill on banning assault rifles. Students in attendance overcome with emotion. This as friends and family gathered for three more funerals, including 15-year-old Peter Wang, member of Junior ROTC. Today, West Point honored his bravery with a posthumous appointment to the academy.
I just prepared to die.
It was only 6 days ago. Teacher Dara Haas was teaching freshman English when she heard those first gunshots.
At first, you thought this was just the drill.
I thought it might be the drill, and I went to shut the blinds, and then I turned to say, turn the lights off. And when I turned, I saw my student. I saw him, and he was bleeding.
Before it would end, three 14-year-olds in her classroom lay dead.
It's so hard to grasp that I lost their sweet little faces.
As we were with her, she got a text from the father of one of those victims, Alex Schachter.
Oh my gosh.
It was a poem Alex had intended to submit for an upcoming assignment.
Life is like a roller coaster. It has some ups and downs. Eventually, it all comes to a stop. And you won't know when or how, but you will know that it will be time to get off. It's just not fair. It's not fair that they had to be taken.
Next month, many of the students gathering here in Tallahassee will march in Washington for gun control, and they'll have the support of some big names. Oprah Winfrey, George Clooney, and Steven Spielberg all say they would donate $500,000 to offset the cost of that event. Savannah?
Kerry Sanders in Tallahassee for us. And there's another movement going viral in the wake of this school massacre. Some gun owners are posting videos of themselves destroying or getting rid of their firearms, declaring one less gun on social media. Here's NBC's Gabe Gutierrez with the story.
As she watched the horrifying images of the Parkland shooting, gun owner Amanda Meyer of Connecticut says she needed to do something. So she destroyed her handgun.
I hope that some people are inspired by it, at least that they would go out and do the same thing.
In North Carolina, Mike Russell handed over his AR-15 to law enforcement. He bought it as a hobby, but
as I see more and more AR-15s being part of mass shootings, I don't want to be a part of that.
On social media, some gun owners are getting rid of their rifles and posting pictures under the hashtag One Less Gun.
I'm going to make sure this weapon will never be able to take a life.
It all started with a Facebook video viewed more than 17 million times of a self-described responsible gun owner with a faded tattoo of the right to bear arms. So moved by the Florida shooting that he sliced his AR-15.
Well, now there's one less.
The NRA has called the AR-15 the most popular rifle in the U.S., owned by 8 million Americans. Enthusiasts say it's customizable, accurate, and versatile, but it's become the weapon of choice in mass killings.
We use these rubber guns.
Marcos Avalon is a certified NRA instructor who says banning AR-15s is a mistake.
It's a scapegoating. There's going to be another mass shooting right afterwards, so I don't see where the solution is coming from with that.
Tonight, there is a renewed debate among gun owners themselves over the extent of the Second Amendment when it comes to AR-15s and whether the right is worth the risk. Gabe Gutierrez, NBC News, Parkland, Florida.
And facing pressure, the president made a major announcement late today about gun regulations, pushing for a ban on bump stocks, those devices that make it easier to fire rounds faster. He has said it before, but today's move comes as he prepares to hold a listening session with students, parents, and teachers impacted by school shootings tomorrow at the White House. We get details now from NBC White House correspondent Kristen Welker.
Keep our students
tonight,
safe.
President Trump vowing to take action after the Florida school massacre, which White House sources say impacted him personally.
We must do more to protect our children. We have to do more to protect our children.
The president asking for regulations banning bump stocks, the devices allowing some guns to shoot hundreds of rounds per minute. The president had already called for a review of bump stocks after they were used by the Las Vegas shooter.
I expect that these critical regulations will be finalized, Jeff, very soon.
Under fire from victims to do more,
shame on you.
The White House now considering legislation that would strengthen background checks, but neither of those efforts would have stopped the Florida shooter.
The president is trying to do everything that he can.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders also facing questions tonight about the president's tweet blaming the FBI for missing warning signs about the shooter because, quote, they are spending too much time trying to prove Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. There is no collusion.
We would like our FBI agencies to not be focused on something that is clearly a hoax in terms of investigating the Trump campaign and its involvement.
That controversial tweet, one of 18 in 5 days about Russian meddling, following the indictments of 13 Russian officials by special counsel Robert Mueller, including blaming his predecessor. I have been much tougher on Russia than Obama. So why has the president not imposed sanctions on companies doing business with Russia, as Congress called for?
Why hasn't the president implemented the sanctions which Congress passed last year?
Look, frankly, that's not completely accurate. Look, this president's been tougher on Russia, far tougher on that. Well, there's a process that has to take place, and we're going through that process.
Those sanctions passed with overwhelming bipartisan support in response to Russia's election meddling, and Congress had asked for them to be imposed last month, but still no action yet from the White House. Savannah.
All right, Kristen Welker, thank you. And just as we saw during the election, it appears Russian bots are at it again, moving quickly to stir up chaos and anger over the gun debate in the U.S. and using social media. NBC's Jolene Kent explains how you can spot Russians meddling in your feed.
Within minutes of the Parkland school shooting, Russian bots went to work, seizing the opportunity to spread inflammatory messages on social media. Jonathan Morgan tracks Russia-linked automated accounts known as bots on Twitter.
They're really interested in sowing discord amongst Americans, and that way we're not focused on putting a unified front out to foreign adversaries. Okay.
Morgan says these tweets are examples of suspected Russian-backed posts.
They're saying that in response to the tragic attacks like the one we saw in Florida, teachers should carry concealed handguns on campus.
They also co-opted the hashtag Parkland shooting. The use of it by Russian-linked bots is currently up 1,900%. And they're latching on to trending topics like gun control, mental health, and even false flag, a term for an event that conspiracy theorists believe never really happened.
You can see that they're immediately turning the conversation towards a conspiracy theory.
Twitter responded, saying, "We detect and block approximately 523,000 suspicious logins daily," adding that it's investing in new ways to limit the effect of fake, coordinated, and automated account activity on real people.
Researchers tell us it's not just Russia deploying these attacks on social media. Other countries, as well as many small independent groups, are trying to divide Americans and create chaos. Jolene Kent, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Tonight, there's wild weather across the country, a mid-February burst of heat across much of the east, records falling from Washington, D.C. to Indianapolis with temperatures in the high 70s. But in the meantime, flood watches continue for parts of the south, Midwest, and up into New England. More heavy rain is expected tonight. And then in the west, winter storm warnings at higher elevations, record cold from Seattle down to Sacramento. Still ahead for us tonight, protecting our students. Bullet-resistant doors, panic buttons, even hidden smoke cannons inside the school, some call the safest in America. We're back now with the question parents are asking across the country. How can we make our schools safer? Well, there is a school in Indiana that's been called the safest in America, complete with state-of-the-art technology to keep intruders and shooters out. NBC national investigative correspondent Jeff Rossin takes us inside in tonight's Rossin Reports.
Security breach.
At Southwestern High School in Indiana, the kids drill.
I see they're all running past this red line. What is that?
The red line is a security measure, and that's in place because if we stand behind this red line, if there's a shooter at the door, they cannot see the children.
And this is something schools can do right now. There's a red line on the ground.
Absolutely.
But here they go high tech too. The classroom doors are bullet resistant and cameras, so many cameras everywhere. And it's not just school officials watching either. They're connected live with the sheriff's department 10 miles away. Authorities can track an intruder in real time.
Every teacher here, you have your own panic button.
Yeah, we all wear a fob in case there's a security breach. We can push this button and the entire alarm system goes off in the school.
And something else I actually want to show you real quick. When that happens, every classroom has a box like this, also hooked up to the sheriff's department. The teacher can flip help if they actually see the suspect or they're in danger, or they can flip safe if the kids are safe.
In 2015, I tested it, playing the intruder.
Showing a male subject in a blue suit.
If I was a real intruder, I couldn't get into a single classroom. They're all locked. Every last one of them.
But the biggest counterattack is yet to come.
He's walking towards exit 14. I'm going to launch the hot zone.
The school's secret weapon called hot zones. Exploding smoke cannons hidden in the ceiling. Cops can deploy them in an instant.
Whoa. There is smoke. It is loud and it's meant to disorient the suspect. I mean, look at this. The smoke is filling the hallway. You can barely even see me.
Whoa.
The other amazing thing is they're watching the suspect on real-time cameras, so no matter where the suspect goes, they can keep setting off these hot zones so he stays blind.
The system is expensive, $400,000, but school officials say worth it in this scary new world. Jeff Rossin, NBC News, Shelbyville, Indiana.
Coming up, why a college basketball powerhouse is being stripped of a championship title. Also, the buzz over this surprise appearance, the Queen side by side with fashion royalty. Tonight, horrifying images out of Syria, where at least 250 civilians have been killed in just 48 hours in eastern Ghouta. That's according to a human rights monitor. Pro-government forces are bombarding the area, including bombing hospitals and homes in one of Syria's last rebel-held sections. Yesterday was reportedly the deadliest day there in 3 years. Big news tonight in the sports world, Louisville must forfeit its 2013 men's basketball championship after an NCAA appeals court upheld sanctions against the school. It all stemmed from an embarrassing sex scandal that made national headlines. A staffer accused of hiring women to strip and have sex with recruits. And a royal surprise on the runway in London, the Queen herself sitting next to fashion royalty, Vogue editor Anna Wintour. In the front row, of course, the Queen also toured the showrooms and presented an award for British design after that show. And a reminder that you can catch all the Olympic action right here at 8 Eastern. That is nightly news for this Tuesday night. I'm Savannah Guthrie in for Lester. I'll see you tomorrow bright and early on today. For all of us at NBC News, thanks so much for watching and good night.